I really appreciate that. Yo, oh yeah. I was just talking to the union president before I showed up. We're always texting. Dan, if you're listening, this is why I couldn't keep talking. So here we go. Yes, so I have a chat book over there on the counter with the others. I'm not going to read anything from it, but it's really good.
Yes, it is.
Oh,
yes.
Elizabeth and Christine, thank you. I want to say that just a couple days ago, I was in a different city and I went to an open mic. And I didn't know anybody in there, and yet I did. It was like, oh, my family. I was all dressed up. People were dressed down. People wore cosplay. People were all over the place there. And we were all kind of a family. I recognized myself, as I do now, with the youngs and the not so youngs. As I get older, it's more and more important to recognize your family. All right, so my manuscript is called Forestiera. I speak a little Italian. It's born in a different country. And the first poem here is probably the first poem that in that manuscript. It's called Friends, Rome, and Country. Where in Italy were you born? The hillbilly part of the boot. North or south? If you like World War II history, it's the Gustav line. I don't know my history, but we do love Italy. The monastery at Cassina? I don't know my geography. Florence, Rome, or Sicily? The small town near Rome. There are small towns near Rome. Someone I know is from Abruzzi. Is it in Abruzzi? Before the war, Abruzzo. After the war, Lazio. Do you ever go back? When I want to, if I can, in my sleep, sometimes the world reminds me. Italy's a dreamy place. Yes, where everyone's you and you can't figure out what's happened or why. Do you have family back there, both sides, dead and alive, friends, enemies, and strangers? The manuscript, I was obsessed with a story my mother told me about her town. I did a lot of research. So this poem is about my mom. And then the second poem was, I think, about like the research I did. This poem is called We Messy You. It really is it's a poem of answers. So I know you're all poets out there too. So it's a list poem about answers. And well, what the question is, could be many questions, but that's what you can figure out. I know my question. We Messy You, because I love her. Her body is the one that held me near unbearable. Because I look for her in every woman, man, child, ask them what I am worth. Because I have her mouth. Once she asked, she said she needed me to write in English to the priest about his politics. Because she had nightmares of sitting for an exam, having learned the wrong material. Because she drew elaborate tracery on nailers, a medieval monk. She was an artist. because she wrote, "We messy you" on a birthday card, though she meant, "We miss you." Because she whipped vanilla and chocolate cream for the rum cakes she took to parties. Because she believed children should not wear black. Non fai la scena. Secrets are for keeping. Because in 1975, in an interior decorating course, she had proof that she could have been what she wanted to be. Because alone, nearly 21, on an airplane among strangers she couldn't speak with, she left her mother. Because she didn't know what to do with the infant on her lap in the messy linen diaper stinking up the cabin. Because she was embarrassed at how offensive we both were. Well, I was obsessed over a historical story about 28 people interned in my mother's village. The village is a very complicated place for me, like a lot of immigrants. Every time we had money, we tried to go back. And it was like almost every other year, but sometimes every third year. And so my book is called Forestiera, which is an Italian word for the foreign woman. Unlike poetry readings, I kind of feel foreign everywhere I go. Anyway, so I did some research. This is called The World Invades. The two local historians have researched the details about the internment of 28 people in my mother's town during the Second World War. One historian lives in the town. The other lives in my father's town next door. One historian presents as male, the other as female. One a respected medievalist, the other a 20th century scholar. They have gathered photographs and interviews of eyewitnesses and survivors for me. One knows my mother, the other my father. They agree to meet me, the daughter of their classmate, since I am a poet with questions about history, since all three of us have been school teachers. They know each other's books, have not attended each other's lectures, do not recommend each other's conclusions. They ask me about my parents. They ask about my studies. The world invades Italy every August. It is August. I am in his office. I meet his wife, the children's author. The other comes to my mother's apartment. I meet her daughter and granddaughter. One of them identifies as a victim of refugees. The other has as the ally of the colonized. One wants a copy of my findings. The other brought Ameretti. They live in deserted towns. Neither answers my questions about the victims, about the villains, or the villagers. So my brother, my best friend, my brother's one of my best friends, and he and I went to Italy every once in a while. He hated it. I liked it sometimes. This is called Allegiances, about a memory. Allegiances. Foreigners urgent in the Italian bar one afternoon, my brother shoving a pinball machine against a wall. I was missing America's guttural R, the roll, growl, and mumble of making myself understood. We had arrived in a Fiat full of relatives. My head through the roof, the car swung. I fell on a cousin's lap who sat in the lap of an aunt. Just another summer in Italy. but we couldn't tell for sure what was normal and what was not. Were we on vacation or kidnapped by our mother? Our father cries on the phone. Ferragosto's over. We're missing the start of school. Allegiances shift to this valley town, the most beautiful in the world, my mother said. Also dreadful, and I feel lost. The pinball chant spasmodic between my brother's forearms, women in bikinis suspended in the lit jukebox, resplendent until the bar owner yanks the plug. Vatene. The dings, the winding sacks, the flippers smacking hollow. Stop. Vatene means get out. We would like, I'm sure you've been to, some of you have been to Europe. If you go to Italy, they close the stores in a day. But we were Americans. We're like, we just woke up. I think I'm going to end with maybe something. Okay, this is a found poem. So my teacher and me wants to say, go and look for the found poems all around us. This is an article. This really happened. And we didn't go see Barbie tonight, but maybe this will satisfy. This one is called The Girl Who Saves the World. At the lake level shallow, we had to warn the boats. Daddy begged me to rush with the buoys, but I like to take my time about things. I crawled on my arms and knees in the clay and sand along the bottom cool. Not, no hotter some these 260 years. Different from the sticks and rocks I usually find, I pulled it out of smooth mud. One end a point, the other a handle, my hand on my hip. I aimed it at the sky. I ran to my mama and my mormor, sitting having fika. I found a sword, I found a sword. The archaeologist had goosebumps from before the Vikings. The diggers looked for more and found a brooch as old as my sword. I did tell Emmy, who now I know to trust, she told no one. I am Saga Benesek, queen of the brave. Thanks, guys.